I actually think from there, speeding it up will help, because then it's not so intellectual. Your body will start to feel it. I think if we got 60, then we'll go to 65, then I'll go to 70, then 75, then 80. One and a two and a tap and a tap. Then you go one, two, and three, and one, two, and three, and down, down, up, down, up, down, down, and then you play. And you're tapping your foot with the metronome. Few times where your hand and your foot will not be doing the same direction. Here's 70. Tap and a one, two, and three, and one, two, and three, and down, down, up, down, up, down, down, up, down, up. I wish I could do it in real time. Maybe I can. Now it's starting to feel like, instead of feeling like in 3/4, it's starting to feel like it's in 2. Felt like 3/4 time. It was easier as it got faster, because then your body is doing the work and not your mind. But you had to start by getting the foot in the right place. I want to see if we can get to like 100, because if you can get that, and by the way, the plot thickens a little after this, of course. So this is only the first half, but this is the most important half. The rest of it kind of is different, like an inversion of what we're doing. Here's 85. We got one and a two and a one and a two and a one, two and three and one, two and three and one, two and three and tap, two and three and tap, two tap and a tap, two tap and a two. And we'll go G and C, here we go. Rushing a little, let me think. Everybody's cool. We're going up to 90. To 90. A 1 and a 2 and a 1 and a 2 and a 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1, 2 and 3 and 1, 2 and 3 and 1, 2. And those are the steps, by the way. First you go 1, 1 and a 2 and a 1 and a, then you go 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1, 2 and 3 and 1, 2 and 3 and down, down, up, down, up, down, down, up, down, up. You go to a festival and you hear the harmonic progression is usually very simple. Lots of bands are like this. Lots of bands around the world. Rhythm is a more integral part. If I may make a broad sweeping statement, it's generally more of a prominent component in non-Western styles than it is in the West. And so you hear a band and they're just jamming on three chords and everything sounds so great and people are dancing and having a ball, and a lot of it is because of this type of cross rhythm stuff. All we're doing is G and C, and if I may say, it sounds pretty cool. I could do this all day long. I'm going up to 95. 100 is like a good benchmark. Like a lot of Afro-Cuban music maybe around 100 or a little slower or faster, but it's a good goal. That's why I'm trying to get there. So we go 1 and a 2 and a 1 and a 2 and a 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1, 2 and 3 and 1, 2 and 3 and 1. Make sure to tap that foot. Tap. And then I'm going to give you the back half, which we still have to do. Congratulations, you got to 100.